107.7 Today FM. I'm Kate, and on the phone with me, it's our weekly update with Julie Docker Johnson with the local community food center. Julie, how are you doing?
I am excellent. Happy Monday, Kate.
Happy Monday. Hope you're having a great day. And well, since it's Monday, we got to talk about Monday night dinner.
Absolutely. So Monday's at the local. The market's open from 4 till 6, and then we serve dinner from 4:30 till 6, and we are still in Multicultural March.
Yes.
So tonight we are featuring food from Ethiopia.
Ooh, okay.
Yes, so our chefs have come up with an amazing dinner that has an Ethiopian flair to it. Mm-hmm. So it should be very good.
I'm sure it will be. That is interesting. It's great for those people in our community who really want to try some new cuisines too.
Absolutely. And it just, I mean, we are a diverse community.
Yes.
And so the fact that we get to taste and learn and be part of a meal is incredible. So
agreed.
That's what we're trying to do.
I love this idea of Multicultural March. And just a reminder for everybody that there is a passport for Multicultural March.
There is indeed. So when you come into the local, Barb, our greeter, is there, and she has passports that we've made with all of the different countries that have been featured throughout the month. And when you get 4 stamps on your passport, your name, 4 or more, your name will go in a draw for a gift certificate from the market.
And that market, again, full of local goodies.
Oh, absolutely. Local and as much Canadian dry goods as we can source. It's a wonderful place to shop. And remember, it's all accessibly priced.
Yes, absolutely. Wholesale prices.
And then on Friday, because Multicultural March continues, lunch on Friday is featuring Brazil.
Ooh.
So that will also be a fun way to kick off the weekend, and maybe it's something that gets people through the week to think about Brazil on Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. And Friday lunch is 11 to 1, and the market is also open at that time too.
That is correct.
So fun. And this week, the local is also heading to the Rural Urban Dinner this Thursday.
Yes, the Stratford Rotary Club's annual Rural Urban Dinner. And so what they do for the dinner is there's a whole lot of food outlets from the area that are there serving up the dinner, and the local is one of them. And we will be serving up incredible pork from Perth Pork.
Oh, yum. Awesome.
Yes.
So, yeah, if you have your tickets to the Rural Urban Dinner, you will see the local community food center there, and that's Thursday, March 27th. That is going to be a fun time.
Yes.
And so, Julie, an election has been called for April 28th. And when the provincial election was called, the local did these amazing election workshops.
Yes. And so we have it all planned now for the federal election. So we call it Community Connector, the Federal Election Edition.
Amazing.
It starts on April the 9th, and it's 3 consecutive Wednesdays, again, starting April the 9th. So the 9th, the 16th, and the 23rd. And on the first night, people come together. We talk about the responsibilities of the federal government. And then we break into groups and talk about topics or issues that are most important to us, to the people that are in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And then we regroup and we try to break it down to like 3 or 4 issues that will get carried into the next week, which is April the 16th, when we will have the opportunity to sit down with the candidates and talk about those issues. And on the 16th, when the candidates are here, it is a conversation. It is not a debate. It is not an all candidates meeting. It's a conversation around a table about things that are important to us in Perth Wellington.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the third night, when we wrap it all up, we regroup again. We talk about the different issues that were spoken of on the second night when the candidates were here. And if there were pieces that weren't answered or if more information was needed, then we help advocate for people to be able to reach out to the candidates and get more information and to continue the conversation. And the other important piece that we talk about all three nights is how to vote, mm-hmm. where to vote, how to make sure you've got the right identification, all of those things, and the importance of voting, because it is more important now than it has ever been.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So go vote.
You know, voting is important. Make sure that's a priority for you.
Yes. And the local will have, you know, all this information with the candidates in Perth Wellington. So that is just amazing.
Yes, and so we'll post that, and we do ask for a sign up, just so we have an idea of how many people are planning to come, where there's an online sign up, and you can phone me and I can sign you up. But again, if people forget to do that, they're more than welcome to come for a conversation in a space that is very safe and very inclusive, and so it's really good to be able to talk to the people that will represent us.
Yeah, absolutely. So where can we sign up for that? Is that on the website, on Facebook?
It will be on both spots probably by the end of this day. We're just waiting for one more little confirmation before we make it all live, but it is going to happen. But I would try tomorrow maybe, and it will be up by then for sure, just based on Mondays are a busy day, so it just might not get on to technology today.
For sure. Yeah. But sometime before April 9th, you can definitely sign up for that.
By the end of this week, everything will be up.
Yes, perfect. Yeah. So yeah, those election workshops, we'll also put them on our community calendar at mystratfordnow.com, so you can get all the details there as well. That is going to be awesome, Julie. Yeah. So Julie, thank you so much for our weekly update with the local community food center, and we'll see you at the local this week.
Yes, I hope I do. Take care.